This is No One Cares About This Podcast, round two, 4th of July.
Yo. This just came up here. There's a store called Dick Waffle.
What?
Jesus.
It's a legit, like,
stand. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Look at her take that. It's real.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Perfect way to start that. Damn, she bit the tip off.
I have fucking ear. Dude, I was not expecting that.
Momentarily. Would you like a beverage?
No, I have a beverage, but mine are in the fridge in there.
I got the Trulies that are in the fridge. You're a Truly. Truly I am.
I truly is, motherfucker.
Truly hoes.
Wait a minute, can I do that?
I don't know, can you?
No, I'm looking at this thing.
You know what?
For the poo case.
Did you actually get my email?
I don't know, I have to check the phone again.
Well.
Gmail?
Not quite email.
I feel like...
I mean, this thing has basically no fucking service. So.
Oh.
I feel like we need to revisit this because...
What? Oh, yeah, do it.
But can you chug a sparkling water and not burp? Oh, my gosh. What do I do? Right, the Star Wars Lego set Death Star. But can you chug a sparkling water and not burp?
You know what? I've seen that before. I don't know when.
It was in a quite video. I found their original.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. I've watched so many of his videos, like, I don't remember what.
What do I do?
It's just him slamming his head against the garage door is such a satisfying noise.
You gotta show Fuckface that when he gets back out.
Hell yeah. Oh, before we do that, we gotta rock this one. You know what? We're going to save that for when he comes over. Because he has to react to it.
Okay.
Since we had probably a good 30 minutes worth of reacting to this earlier. Alright. So, I had 4 Trulies in there.
I don't know where the fuck his is. Oh, you're talking for Natterdays.
Natterdays are mine.
What's going on, deck? Jeez.
Dude, I have literally fucking 3 in the door and then 3 literally on the first fucking rack. It's not my fridge.
It's my fridge.
Dude, you can have this one. I don't need one for a while. That's what I'm saying. Jesus, fuck.
Come back. We need
somebody's
need
a little fucking stratospheric right now.
Yep.
Yo.
He's in the ionosphere. Sorry.
Speaking of which.
Going to fucking Pluto.
Bagel.
Oh, Terry.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. That's great.
Terry never knew what was going to happen. Little did he know his wheelchair would be defective and die, like, immediately.
Yeah.
Still made it out, dude. So that means that dudes named Terry are fucking invincible. Like a Boston Terrier.
Terry.
Yo. Just watch that one.
What the fuck is this?
They're going river rafting. This dude's fucking assed out.
That dude's not doing shit.
He just lived.
He's all done.
Now that you're back, I have to make you just listen to this.
But can you chug a sparkling water and not burp?
You do have to watch it, though. It's hilarious.
What the fuck is this?
He pounds a sparkling water.
Just watch.
Oh, my gosh. What do I do?
Oh, good lord.
But can you chug a sparkling water and not burp?
There goes fucking 1,500 brain cells.
He's got, like, 3 left.
Yeah, maybe.
I bet you Terry's fucking motorized scooter's faster than
What do I do?
Just
Just
the, all right, Jesus.
Just press F, dude. And then immediate, like, impact, and then shockwave, like, sending him flying backwards.
Dude, that kid got ruined. His life was over before it even started.
Wait, did it get... Yeah, it literally went to fucking spam. That's why I didn't see your fucking message.
Did you know?
It's still recording, yes?
Yeah. No. I have to...
You can send it to me later.
Yeah, I know. I can fucking figure it. Yeah, I have to stop this to be able to do it, so never mind.
Yeah.
4th of July.
It's blue and it's oval. Spam. Buy it at the mobile. Spam.
I hate spam.
It's made in Chernobyl. Spam.
That's probably accurate.
Apparently, the animals in Chernobyl are radioactive and have cool glow-in-the-dark effects.
Now it is, yeah. That shit's loud.
Is it?
Yeah, I was telling you yesterday.
I don't know.
You're like, can you
smell it? This is loud as fucking Terry.
And I'm like, dude.
Terry!
Loud, dude.
What? Oh, God. Remember Terry Schiavo's?
Oh, my God.
We don't talk about Terry Schiavo's.
She was a superstar. She just failed before.
You do that and you're going to be assed out.
He's already taken two hits.
God, then don't take another one.
Why don't you just do some good flower, dude?
Yeah.
This shit is a sativa. So at least
I'm not taking care of you. I hope you know.
Every time you miss, he'll be fine, you fucking wind up completely assed out somewhere.
Yeah, well, when we were at fucking Mr. Rifle Boy and his fucking thin girlfriend's house, he fucking smoked normal fucking shit and he got that fucked up.
Take a baby hit off of that, dude. If you're gonna do it.
That's what I mean. Anytime you mix it.
Alright, take a baby hit.
Yeah, don't go fucking blast.
I'm gonna call you bitch until you do.
Because then you're gonna go to fucking North Carolina. It's like just shy of Pluto.
Just shy of Pluto.
Right around the corner from Uranus.
Yep.
It might actually be right around the corner from his anus, but.
New Jersey. Whatever happened to the New Jersey Devil? Is it still
around?
Yeah.
The
Jersey Devil?
That's
Streptococcus.
Jersey
meningitis.
Devil was also a game on their original PlayStation.
Yeah. Thanks, Professor.
Oh my god, I have a fucking eyelash in my eyes. It's terrible.
My copy of the game is actually rather comical because they didn't sell a lot of copies of that game. But my copy came in a Blockbuster case.
Wow.
It's probably a fucking collector's item, man.
Yeah, probably.
So how about the Philadelphia experiment?
No, that was fun.
Let's take it there.
Yeah, let's go.
All I know about that place is they make good fucking cream cheese.
The U.S. Yep. Eldritch?
Yeah.
You know, the one that apparently just disappeared completely.
Mm. When they made the ship disappear, yeah.
And then it showed up again, and like all the crew people were missing, but they're actually trapped within the walls.
Wait, what?
His attention span is for one person.
That it wound up like they were doing some kind of time space, you know.
They're trying to make the ship go invisible.
Yeah,
and it didn't work.
They probably did it.
It wound up, like, teleporting, so they say. And the people that were on it wound up, like, being trapped within the walls. Like, not, like, physically, like, there, but, like, in some other dimension, whatever.
Between the fucking...
Yeah, the decks and stuff.
Interdimensional.
Yeah, bulkheads, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a pretty crazy story.
So they glitched out.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
They glitched hard. They took both the red and the blue pill.
Jeez.
Hmm.
They should have just lit up. Should have been better off.
That was about 30 years after they made weed illegal, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been doing it like it's legal for fucking ever. I don't even know what a century is, but probably like that.
100 years?
Yeah. Probably like that one.
Well.
Oh, yeah, cent.
The only reason it was ever illegal was because of paper companies getting butt hurt because they could have made hemp paper, which was significantly cheaper than lumber paper.
Well, you're not wrong there.
Well, specifically William Randolph Hearst, but...
Mm.
Imagine just being at your desk and rolling up a post-it note and lighting that shit again and just getting blazed.
That's probably what they were trying to prevent.
Like, all of the fucking, like, people are getting high. Eh, fuck it. Get rid of it.
God damn it!
Why does he keep smoking Post-it notes?
No, because...
hemp is really more renewable and easier to essentially make into a variety of different products instead of lumber.
Mm. And it grows way faster than a tree, and the yield is fucking exponential.
Way greater.
And the climate's good for it, too.
Yeah.
I think Hearst was also invested in lumber companies, as he was in various newspaper companies.
Yeah, but they give me a headache.
They played the racism card, and they made everyone panic, and then...
These are nicer.
That's kind of the Cliff Notes version.
Get the bands out of the fucking TB.
Jesus. Let me try it, dude.
Yeah, those are my old ones.
Oh!
I wasn't using them, so I figured he would probably benefit from them.
Oh, Jesus!
I just do that at work all day. Then, like, no one at work finds it funny.
Who did that?
Well, I don't really feel like wearing sunglasses because
it's not night.
I'll fucking do
well,
it.
No.
I'm wearing my sunglasses at night.
No, like, where the sunglasses lie on my head still hurts a little bit from having the earmuffs on top of the eye protection because they force you to wear eye protection.
They're not wrong, because if you ever have a shell ejected out and it fucking hits you in the eyelid and burns you, it's not a good day.
Now you gotta go to a hospital.
Yeah, or if it fucking, the round explodes in the chamber,
shrapnel.
Well, yeah. I think the problem is, like, I just, I don't know of a glasses company that makes shit that fits with earmuffs that doesn't pinch against the side of your head and then eventually get to you.
Since you love those sunglasses that you had yesterday, you should look up, whatchamacallit?
Ski goggles, dude.
Skeet goggles?
No, there's skeet. That,
Skeet skeet?
Now that I brought it up, I fucking lost skeet, the name of it.
It's pretty much erection protection.
Pit vipers.
Well.
That's erection.
Has anyone seen the Trevor Wallace skit about fucking pit vipers? Where's pit vipers one time?
No. I might have seen it. I'm gonna try to pull it up.
Well, the other one we just did is up.
Like a hard dick with some fucking gas station dick pills. A couple of Vims folded in half and give her the jacket.
Oh, I actually tried that fucking, the energy drink shit they made for you to get a hard dick.
Yeah?
And, like, it literally gives you energy to fuck and, like...
Does it work,
man? Oh, yeah, it worked fucking great for me. I went, like, 4 fucking rounds and I couldn't breathe for an hour.
Jeez.
If you experience heart palpitations, please consult your doctor.
Or don't drink the entire fucking can. And then tell your girlfriend that's what we're doing.
Get out the prince! Fight. That's when I take a Xanax bar and fight my stepfather.
You still want some, Gerald? Yeah, I wear pit vipers. The only thing I don't wear is a condom, because I burn rubber. Don't wear
them. Annabelle, what do you mean we have a son?
Well, is he wearing pit vipers?
Well, then he ain't my son.
What do these glasses and your grandma have in common? They both ride my face. Yeehaw, meemaw. Speaking of rides, here's mine.
Oh, you thought it was the car? Nah, I mean, that is my car, but not according to the judge.
We can't give him any more views. He's already doing good.
Yeah, no, and we'll probably get striked for, you know.
Some copyright
strike. Well, I don't think they'll even know, because I don't think he's really copyrighted, but...
Well, either way, we have literally no views. So.
If he's wearing pit vipers,
I don't really think he's going to come after people that have no monetization.
It's not him. It's the fucking... digital rights holders that have bots. That's how it works.
Yeah, fucking robots, dude. I don't even know what that really is all about.
If this one gets claimed, I'm beating you to death with a fucking natty like
hair. Oh, where are you coming from?
Whoa, Gallop. Head? Look at that chonker. Cat. Jesus.
So you galloped this time, but you tripped and fell earlier. Slip, fall, whatever the fuck it was.
That was some of the fastest moves I've seen from her in a little bit.
For me, that looked like a floating piece of bread.
Well, she is a loaf.
It literally looked like if you went to Outback and you get the pumpernickel bread.
Yeah.
It just looked like that.
It was just float bouncing.
Minus the butter.
Well, you couldn't see the full back, so, you know, maybe there was some butter up there.
There's a butthole.
What? There's a brown eye. Jeez.
The brown star state.
Brown-eyed girl.
Hey, the woman I'm fucking with actually has brown eyes, so it's perfect.
Three of them?
Two or three?
Three of them. Three of them. I've been in her brown eye before.
Wowzers.
That shit tight and warm.
Good looks. What does it feel like?
A butthole? How do you think it feels like, man?
I don't know, dude.
You ever fuck a butthole before?
It's a couple times, but I just don't, you know.
Just need to know.
I'm all fucking cocked. I got whiskey dick. I'm throwing soft serve around the fucking ice cream day, and it's fucked.
Like you're the ice cream man.
Hey, you want to try this? Yeah, nah, that's cool. Yeah, not happening. Try, and you just, yeah.
Chick, I fuck don't like that shit, but I'm like, nope, we're doing it.
Just hammered?
Yeah. I just give her some fucking more kiss caramel.
Going down to Brown Town.
That's good stuff.
It is. I just don't have it anymore. Yeah. I've been drinking beer lately, so I don't get so fucked up anymore.
Well.
I do have a bottle of fucking whiskey in the fucking freezer, though.
Hell to the na-na, to the na-na, na for me.
Hell to the na-na. You already walking sideways, motherfucker? You need to calm down.
That's why I told him.
He's like a low lift that's articulating.
Yeah, well, he ain't that fucking skilled.
He'll crab walking?
Right. He'll be alright.
No.
Be alright.
There's a dude at work. I don't know what his name is. He works in the office. But the way he walks, he looks like he's walking up an incline at all times.
Maybe secretly he is. And you just can't see it because you're not stuck in his dimension.
I asked you the other day if they actually hired any more people in the office, and you're like, yeah, I don't know. I don't see any that I know of, and now you're telling me there's one there. So.
What? They've hired, I believe I told you they hired two people and then one person quit, so I feel like they're probably going to be hiring more people.
Yeah, I've seen that, they posted one new article that I didn't write in their email campaign.
Mm.
So it's like, I know Krista didn't fucking write this because she can't spell for shit or has any grammatical capabilities whatsoever. And Joe, while he's alright, I can definitely tell you he didn't write that either because that's not his style. So it must be one of those new people. I mean, it was pretty good. Doesn't hold a candle to my shit, fucker.
Fudbucker.
Well, there's this dude that's like Brian size that looks like he's constantly walking up an incline that it also looks like Peter Griffin with a goatee.
Oh, God. Does he look like a Naruto runner rotating like 30 degrees?
No.
I just trying to picture this shit.
Picture Peter Griffin with a goatee.
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 With a goatee.
But,
Goater.
And then
Goater home.
The other Goater person home. I know of is someone, is this woman that's similar to mom's size that smokes cigarettes. That's probably the same age as she is.
Just wake up, dude.
Did somebody say goater?
Yeah.
All
right. We said goater. Goater
homes, right? Yeah, if you have a goater home. What if it's actually just a Winnebago, right? Stuffed full of goats. And you travel the country with like 50 goats. I don't know if you could actually fit this, but
you probably could.
You could probably fit about 15.
You release one in a Walmart in every state.
Yeah, but you gotta pick the Walmart. The most popular one. Yes, it does!
Good lord.
Huh. Lord almighty.
Are they red or no?
They're pretty brown to me.
Oh, brown.
You my brown-eyed boy. Boy.
Gotta apply.
Hey, do you want to hear a goat scream?
Oh, what about the one that sounded like Ed?
Oh, that burns. Oh, God damn it, you motherfucker.
Lather, rinse, repeat.
All right, here we go. The
key is don't repeat. Wow.
one I was looking for. Perfect.
It's my spirit animal.
Well, we know.
I'll just get all fucked up and start shrieking.
You know, like you shrieked at that fucking raccoon that one night?
Your raccoon shriek was my genuine favorite noise.
Yeah. You know what? His raccoon thing. His scream was literally that goat.
Yeah.
It sounded the same.
I didn't even know why I let it out of the fucking thing.
Because we were
I was hammered.
Wasted.
Yeah.
At like 2 in the morning.
Oh, jeez.
That's why I was being a bitch and hiding behind the door over there, because I didn't know which way the coon was going to go.
Dude, I would have picked up the coon and pet it. Like,
dude, I came out here
now, big chunk. Like, when I'm that fucked up.
Oh, when I'm that fucked up, big. I'm picking the thing up. I'm going, we're going home. I'm going to cut it.
I came out here like 2 weeks ago, maybe, and it was that raccoon. Like, I knew there was one in there, and like, I was kicking the garbage can, like, get the fuck out of here. And then, like, I lifted it up, and it fucking scurried the same way it did in that video.
Yeah.
But then a smaller one came out.
What the fuck are you guys doing in there?
Dude. And he dipped this way.
Where was your net, bro?
I don't have one.
Yet.
I mean, I have one, but it probably got confiscated.
What is this going to turn into?
Storage.
We're going to capture a raccoon to happens?
No, I want a baby raccoon. And, yeah.
I'm not being racist. I'm just saying coon because I don't feel like saying the full word.
Raccoon? I don't care what you're fucking doing.
I don't give a shit. Just don't get demonetized because of you. I'm going to beat you to death with a natty can.
Well, I thought if anybody was going to demonetize us, it would be you because you like to say fucky shit. And I tried to defend or backpedal it.
Fuck you, fatty.
Hold on.
I'm skinny. What the fuck are you talking about, fatty?
Nobody knows that. They only have your radio voice.
Yeah.
Bitch. You could look like a salamander.
He does.
Does he?
A little bit.
I don't really see it. Maybe he does. You don't want rabies. Oh, jeez.
I know it's pissed.
It was pissed. It was
pissed.
There he is. It's a real-time reaction.
He smells like shit.
It did.
No doubt.
That was real.
It was a real big chunk.
The thing is, I'm pretty sure there's at least 3 raccoons, because there was one night I came out, and Honey was sitting on the bench, and then Big Chongus and his 2 associates were just hanging out.
Well, I've seen at least 5 before, and you know what they do? They fucking dive right into the storm drain.
Yeah, when I pulled up that one fucking day and looked at the storm drain, I'm like, oh shit, there's a fucking raccoon in here. It's like, hey, what's up?
I'm going to need to bring a net over here, and I'm going to leave it for the community.
You still have that animal trap that I lent you, like, 3 years
you
ago.
Do have both
I probably don't, dude.
Well, that was a big raccoon-sized trap.
No, I had a one that was, like, for
no, squirrels. I gave you one that was, like, this big.
It was a squirrel one. I took it out of the box in there.
No.
It was, like, this big.
Yep. Like this.
You can't fit a raccoon in it. You could probably fit
could
a medium
fit a mini
woodchuck.
You
could fit like a baby woodchuck or a rabbit in that thing, but not really like.
Not big chunk.
Not a coon.
No, a baby coon could fit in there.
Toddler wow. Coon, definitely.
You could definitely fit the second one.
I kind of know
saw.
What it feels like to be half of one, anyway.
Yeah, you only have 4 eyes. Or, yeah, 4 eyes.
Yeah.
If you count the overlap, there's 6.
Well, if you count your actual eyes,
I'm not counting your actual eyes. I'm just counting the pairs of sunglasses you have. Well, now it's 6 because you're focused.
Yep.
Oh, Love Miss Maximus is just on the stairs again.
Cool.
I'm on the wrong side.
Of the train tracks?
No, I mean, like, if I was going to get hit, I'd prefer this side right now, because this side is just sore.
Did you miss?
Who here, I got this. Cheese rip. On the window!
A bread clip.
It's a very special bread clip.
Yeah, we out here, son.
That traveled.
So you can catch the loaf.
Yeah.
If I weren't filling this thing and had my phone weren't in my pocket, I'd rim shot that.
Traveled from fucking Cincinnati, Ohio to be here this today.
Dude, Ohio's not fucking real.
No, Wyoming's not real.
Dude. No, it's Ohio.
Ohio's real. Ohio's what?
Idaho. I don't know.
Utah.
Yes.
No, Idaho. Idaho's real. That's where the potatoes come from.
Yep. I thought that was Montana.
No, that's fucking Ireland.
No, they had the potato.
Oh, the fucking Irish people.
That was 200 years ago or whatever. 150 years ago.
I think all they had was potatoes.
No, but that's...
Yes, that's right, you rat bastard.
Was a problem about.
That's probably how they have no more potatoes. Potato dishes.
No shite.
Shepherd's pie. Oh,
fuck, I can believe
Shepherd's pie. I could as well. I would enjoy it. Motherfucker, you got to have the Indian shepherd's pie. We just filled it with curry.
Jesus Christ. Dude.
So you can shit your fucking intestines out later.
The whole large intestine. Just
you just disembowel yourself.
You just rosebud. Don't worry about it.
Jesus, get the plums out.
Just put some chamomile on it.
Don't worry, you just need to have an anal prolapse.
Jeez.
That's how you know the curry's working.
What the fuck?
Get the plunger off. Send it back. Oh, jeez.
You've got to love it.
Oh, I
saw... If you don't, you get your money back.
I saw...
If you don't, you get your curry back.
I saw a slightly fucked meme earlier today, and it actually made me laugh in the dark humor sense of way. It was this chick, and she shaved her head, and the caption was, "His kink is he likes to pull my hair." And then the dude comes in, and he has a fucking toilet plunger.
And just plunges the bag for head.
That's actually pretty good. What if he stuck the toilet plunger to the back of her head? And then pegged himself with the handle.
Oh. That'd be fucking weird.
Oh, that's how you get the curry out.
Do something. Man.
No, that's the kind of shit you find on those weird hookup websites.
Can I steal one last one?
This is number
you said this last time, this motherfucker.
Number three now.
There's going to be another last one.
Listen here, you owe me a dirt...
A dirt nap?
You owe me a curry dish.
Okay. Well,
I'm a little too good at that fucking accent.
Yeah, except you fucked up on that prank call.
No, well, yeah. Don't worry. I just wanted some curry, and the fucking Indian bitch didn't understand that I'm saying curry.
Because she was Indian too.
I know, and it was funny that she couldn't fucking understand.
Because, never mind.
She's from like 30.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
30. You don't have a good
life. What doesn't matter? The fact that you can't do the fucking voice like I can, motherfucker?
Well.
You just like,
Fine.
I can only do, like, British / Australian.
All right. Shut the fuck up. And do one of those two.
I can't do it right now.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus. Pick a fucking accent and go with it.
You pick an accent and go with it.
Good lord.
I have picked two. God damn it.
They seamlessly blended into one.
I know.
If I get wicked drunk, I could probably do British.
British? You do British, ain't it?
Or right. Cockney.
Cockney.
That's exactly what, yeah.
Gotta throw a little cock in the Cockney.
Hey, you want to smoke one of these fags? Your cigarettes?
I'm already smoking a fag, you faggot.
You know what? I'm already gunning down a fag. You don't need to ask me if I want to do it again.
Would you like to go for a curry?
No, I would not like to go for a curry.
How would you like to win a fucking carnival cruise?
I wouldn't, motherfucker.
Well, it depends.
Take me home.
Where are we going?
Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Anybody? Banana phone.
Ring, yeah, we've been trying to reach you by a car's extended warranty.
That sounded
my
like...
My car is from 1989. There is no extended warranty, you twat.
This one from 1989.
Yeah.
Yo, how about that dude when you called him back and he was like in the middle of like an Indian market?
What?
And you said you had a you pretended to be a grandma and you had like a 1989 fucking Honda and he just like hung up on you and then blocked your number.
I think I told him it was like a 1921 like fucking Model A or some shit.
You said like 89 and Honda.
Whatever it was obscure as hell that like
you said never he had an 86 Honda Civic or some shit.
I had a Honda fucking transplant.
I'm going to put my 89 Honda Accord engine into a fucking Ford Model A. Why? Because I'm a douchebag.
Probably wouldn't be a bad swap, honestly.
But he literally was like in a marketplace. He had probably 50 people around him. There was so much background noise. It was like...
I thought he had like 50 babies in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
He was at like a daycare or something.
A.K.A. his fucking house. Yeah. He's like out here trying to scheme people.
Motherfucker, I'm out here trying to make curry for all my babies.
Then we tried to call him back again once he hung up, and it was like, yep, number got blocked.
Are you going to prank call someone?
I don't know.
You should. I'll be in the background going, sir, I have your curry ready.
Can I get your curry?
I have your curry ready. I'm ready for your poop hole.
I wish I could play the prank calls that have been done.
Oh, why not?
But I'm not going to.
Well, one day we'll
do you calling Gary What's-His-Face, and you were like, yeah, I'm from Forever Edge. Would you like to buy knives?
I tried to call him yesterday.
Oh, the panini maker one is a great one.
I tried calling him yesterday.
You left your maker over here.
You gonna call him?
Yeah, I'm gonna take a piss first really quick.
Alright.
Oh, no.
Who picks up? The panini maker. The what maker? Panini. Listen here, motherfucker. You didn't leave no maker here.
Oh.
Listen, my friend. My curry maker's there. I need to come get it.
I guess I got the wrong Gary. All right, then. He got so pissed.
I'm sorry. I must have meant Gary Van Fleet.
I hope.
You know, this dude is such a chode.
I know. I know him.
I know you know him. We all know him.
He was also at my little sister's fucking graduation for some dumb reason. I don't understand.
I think someone was... He was friends with was in her graduating grade.
Probably.
That shit was just, like, something else.
When there's no curry under there. Get over here and call Gary. We need to make this podcast a little better.
Okay. All right, let's give it a whirl. I don't know what I'm saying.
Fucking Dale.
I'm just going to ask him if he left his french fries in the back of my car. Just don't laugh.
Huh?
Hey, Gary.
What's up?
Hey, it's Steve. Hey, I think I left my french fries in the back of your car from Moe's. Steve, I'm pretty sure I left my Moe's french fries in your car.
Well, pretty fucked up right now. So I ain't getting that off of the scouts.
All right, 10-4. Well, I mean, if you find them back there, there's 2 packets of barbecue sauce. Just save that shit. Put it in the fridge for me.
Too fucked up. He probably doesn't even know if there was a Steve in his car today.
Well, no. He never denied the fact that there could be an existence of french fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably like, I'm going to go to my car and have french fries.
You chose the dumbest place to choose french fries from.
That's the point.
They don't have them.
That's the point. But he didn't know that. So he must have been fucked up.
He's probably asking people in the background because I can hear him.
I wonder if Eric's just dying his ass off in the background somewhere.
If he's there, he's gonna hear.
Yo, if he's over there at that place, I'm pretty sure
Gary is at Bird's right now.
Dude, that.
Oh my god.
If Bird,
Jesus,
witnessed that, I hope he didn't lose his shit. Because he's always the one that fucking dies when we do this.
I'm over here like silently laughing to myself, just like fuck.
Oh, that was good. I mean, it wasn't as good as the panini maker, like I said, or the rototiller, or the tractor, or... What are some of the other ones? I've only got like 3 or 4 saved.
Not Gary related, but the Blizzard rant was another good one.
Mm. The Panini was a fucking firecracker. Oh, that's not a 4th of July firework.
Oh, well.
It was a dud.
I hate duds.
Milk duds.
I actually don't mind milk duds, but the biggest problem I remember having is...
We're not talking about milk duds.
I mean, we were talking about milk duds, so...
sometimes there'd be like one or two that get stuck to like a flap of the box and you had to slap them out.
I've never had to slap my milk duds
out of the flap of the box.
That sounds very sexual.
Never had that issue.
You know what? Fuck you then.
No, well, thank you.
If you're baking cream pies, later. Then might be an issue.
Is that like if you put your thing into the butt and then you do it in the box and there's like a couple of dingleberries that are on there?
Oh!
Are those the milk duds that you're going to slap out of the flap?
Yes.
That's the question.
Yeah.
Those are the flap slappers.
I'm
going to
let them take over. I don't fucking know.
Those are the flap slappers, for sure.
Tell us about it. Oh my god.
Making sure she's getting her daily doses of dingleberries.
Daily doses of vitamin D.
Daily doses of dingleberries. It's from a YouTube video.
Daily doses of dingleberries.
No, the guy has an Irish accent. Fuck off.
I don't care.
There's actually such a thing as the dingle plant.
What did you say to me, friend?
Yeah. Dingle plant.
Dingleberry plant?
No, just dingle plant.
It does. Dingle plant. God damn it. I wanted to throw some daily doses of dingleberries.
Well, you can have a dingle plant and put a berry plant next to it.
Oh, I've got my dingleberries.
I'm telling you right now, dude, this shit's real.
Let's fuse them.
Dingle.
I want to have a dingleberry.
You're a horticulturist, plant. Maybe you can.
Maybe if I was E.T. the botanist, I could do it.
Dingleberries, juniper berries.
What accent were you going for there?
I don't know. I don't really care.
As well.
Dude.
Figure it out. Because even I don't know.
This is
smoke some more weed,
like.
Motherfucker. Maybe
no,
feel
don't
better.
Tell him to do that.
Look at this shit. It's real, dude.
Ooh.
Fuck.
It is a dingleberry plant, actually.
It exists.
Actually, I want to know what this looks like.
The cranberries.
Oh.
Pretty much. But, well, like, think about that.
It's one of the four species
of cranberries.
Like,
bigger? Are they bigger or smaller than regular cranberries?
So probably
they're about the size of your testicles.
Wow.
Your balls hang low, that was swing to fucking blatant and straight to the point.
Yeah, but the best part is, I don't know what your testicles look like.
Testicles.
Probably good thing.
I would think probably looks like a testicle.
Testicular cancer.
Yes.
No, it probably looks like the fucking dingleberries that come out of your butthole.
No, they don't. They look more like cranberries.
Okay. I'm not privy to the screen here, so...
Well,
we don't know yet.
About the size of a cranberry. Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right, so what I want to know is if somebody doesn't wipe good enough.
Yeah.
How long do you have to do that for before you have a pile of shit clung to an ass hair that's the size of a cranberry?
This is the these are the real questions.
Is this a fat person problem? Or
no, it's a dingle. Like, they call it a dingleberry. Like,
or just someone that doesn't wipe because they're a disgusting piece of shit.
I think it's more if you had bad paper.
It's from all the curry, my friend.
So the paper rolls instead of scraping?
Yeah. Like,
just bounce off.
Like, how do you even describe how to do a good job wiping your ass? Like, you got to wipe until brown's gone, but...
If you're pulling out clumps, you're having an issue.
Yeah, how are you making the clumps is the question.
Actually,
is it the technique that
you
you're
know
using?
What? I just remembered something that happened earlier in the week at work.
I don't want to know about your dingleberries.
No. It was not about dingleberries, but it was disgusting as shit. Because it's about shit. Someone took someone took a shit.
About shit.
That was so powerful. That it got stuck to the wall of the toilet for at least 10 flushes before it went away.
I'm guessing that was fluffy because I've definitely
seen
that happen
off?
Before.
No, like I tried to piss it off multiple... Yeah, I went to the bathroom multiple times throughout the day, and it was still there. It's like it went through multiple flush cycles and multiple people trying to pee on it to make it go away, and it just didn't go away until like the end
that
of the day.
That is not the first time that's happened. I've definitely seen that in my tenure there.
What is that rest stop called?
Oh, you know what? So...
The curry rest stop?
Same workplace, right? Oh. So when I was there, there was an issue with the piping, the sewer piping underneath the building, because it's like the,
someone not getting enough pipe.
Yeah, they're not giving good enough pipe there.
Jeez.
The location's kind of on like a sinkhole almost.
Yeah.
Because we noticed like the back half of the building sinking in, and like the middle of the parking lot kind of sunk in, whatever. So, in the showroom, there's like a men's bathroom that's connected to the women's bathroom in the office, and then there's the warehouse bathroom. It's kind of like an L. But the way the piping is run, it goes through the showroom and like out towards like the street or whatever. And there were multiple periods of time where
shit bubbled up,
like literally flooded the showroom. Like,
Jesus.
You'd flush the toilet and it just like fucking come back up, whatever, and then like in the drain vent in like the middle of the showroom.
That's or, recommended.
Like, in the fucking warehouse bathroom as well, it'd do the same thing, and it's like we had to call like
AAA.
No. I did actually when my radiator popped there.
AAA for turds.
Basically we had to call some hardcore plumbers to come and like basically excavate shit.
Jeez.
Literally. Yeah, it was going on for a couple months. There was a few days where it's like, yeah, we can only use the one bathroom in the owner's office that's separate, like on a septic system, like all the way disconnected from the rest of the shit. That was bad.
Yeah.
Those are dark times.
How about the serial shitter of Mile Marker 55, mm-hmm. Eastbound 84?
Neil. Yeah.
You should relate that tale.
Stormville.
Mm.
Yeah, tell the story of the serial shitter.
Well, it all began with COVID-19.
Oh, it was far before COVID-19.
No, but that was, like, roughly around when it got, like, he was getting brazen with it.
No, he was brazen far before, but now, he's no holds barred. This man is wanted at large, for sure. Eastbound, Stormville, 55 mile marker. If you're a truck driver, you probably know. If you're not, then you don't. But it's going up a hill in New York. And there's a series of porta-potties there that are open after the public bathroom shuts down for the day. If you're ever to go in there, there's going to be a pile of shit on the toilet seat. It's going to be there. There's graffiti saying, "Stop shitting on the toilet seat." He replies back,
"No.
Catch me if you can."
He's a fan of Leo.
It's always there. And you're never going to stop him. He's... or her. I don't really know. Like, it's, you know.
All I want to say is, I found this out. We set up donations for this podcast.
Yeah.
Are we donating?
Shut up.
Shit city.
If you go to the top of the description in Spotify, click Seymour, it has the link to donate us money if you want to. If you don't, I don't care.
I think you probably should, because we're cool.
Yeah. If you're on it every fucking time, sure.
It'd be fun, although after learning about the whole...
I mean, look.
70% of the time it works every time. They after, should. Yeah. I feel like your
after
minimum
learning about how the system
99
works,
cents.
It's kind of fucked, but whatever. There's nothing we can do about that.
For what?
We set up a link to donate
yeah.
to the podcast.
As people they should. Want
to. Yeah, 99 cents. Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, you can click whatever one you want. 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99. I don't really care.
If you really like it, you can be a baller.
Well, I mean, we're based out of Connecticut. If you want to fucking come down,
be
on
it.
Guest or something.
I'm not based out of Connecticut.
Yeah.
No, no, no. You're based out of, what is it? What do they call that state? North Carolina?
No, he's the Flying Hawaiian.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Only in 53 states.
I thought it was 6. I guess you upgraded.
He upgraded recently.
When people say, "What the duck?" do you really think... like, if you put that in perspective... it's like, I'm just looking at this now as I scroll the feed.
Hmm?
What the actual duck happened to me?
I'm sure it just auto-corrected.
Or when people, like, complain about when they auto-corrects to ducking, it's like, that's actually a verb, like, to duck. Like, I'm ducking... from a flying baseball coming at my head.
Yeah. I'd rather be fucking than ducking.
Right? Right, but just saying, people forget that, like, ducking is actually a word.
One thing I've found
what the duck? Sorry.
Annoying is sometimes I'll get unnecessarily censored because I forget to put a space in between words because I think they're.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get
one of those
myself. One. You're...
Can you grab me one?
Sorry, Ed. I made a pound of your shit.
I. Farted. Yeah. Sharted.
Meow.
Wow. There. I can't even remember what the fuck I want to talk about anymore.
I don't know.
This dude DeLoreans. Also thought the calendar week started on Monday.
Yeah, well.
Starts on Thursday, everyone fucking knows that.
It starts on fun day.
It starts every day.
Every day ending why?
Meh.
Every day ending with D. Because I love people who call it, it's Sunday. You mean day? You fucking Egypt?
What?
They probably eat at Hardee's restaurant.
Hardee's? No, Cracker Hardee's Barrel. Nuts?
They're probably Cracker Barrel people.
Yeah.
Are they taking off? They blasting?
So they started blasting.
So anyway, I started blasting.
Mm-hmm. So anyways, motherfucker, I started blasting off of my curry. Coming right out of my ass like crazy.
Would you like this delicious hard-boiled egg?
Yeah, let me get a pickled egg at the fucking bar so I can shit my pants in 5 minutes.
Since you're the one who has, like, the Disney Plus package.
Yeah.
How much of a price difference would it be if you wanted...
It's like $13.99 for the three-pack.
$13.99.
With Hulu and ESPN.
For what, curry?
I think it's like $8.99.
Oh, boy.
I'm making it a little hard for you.
Or something.
I'm not talking about your
The only reason I ask is because...
Well, I haven't taken any good pills today, and I've had a little bit of
to do the upgrade with Hulu, then you could watch all of...
She...
Fucking
your girl's a dick.
Always sunny.
No, she's
your girl's a dick. Your dick's a girl. That's what I meant.
Everything is a dick.
Your dick's a clit.
Because there's definitely a bunch of shit I also want to watch on Hulu, but I figured I'd run it by you first.
Cactus Jack me off.
Well, you know, considering things at the moment.
I have to urinate. To.
Urination station.
I have to urinate the curry out of my system.
You might want to get that checked out, bud.
Yeah, but it's gonna hurt.
If it fucking burns, God bless you.
It burns, you fucked the wrong person.
Oh.
You're not wrong there, bud.
He's definitely not wrong there.
It's better than churning.
If you get the drippy faucet, well, then you're fucked.
Well, you better go get that leak fixed.
Better grab the fucking go to the pharmacy, do the 1 gram slam, and just get it over with. No, not that. Jesus.
Oh! So,
Ooh! That's not a sound effect. We should play a game called Coming or Going.
What is the subject or end game or for the game?
Oh, not leg cramps for Jesus.
Yeah, those are always fun.
Leg cramps for Jesus, donate.
Leg cramps for Jesus?
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
That was a great thing to come back to.
Apparently, this is the most real version of No One Cares About This Podcast because we blatantly don't give a flying fuck.
Hey, you ever been on a marathon?
No, Jesus.
It's because Jesus doesn't love you.
He probably fucking doesn't.
I don't think he loves anybody here.
I was gonna say, we all got first class tickets to hell.
I think he likes to take hubcaps off of cars.
Yo, how about the time at the junkyard when you ran across that Ford van or whatever it was, where somebody had a little bit of the case of the mud butts and just couldn't hold it anymore?
I wish you could put a picture on a podcast.
I
it looked like spaghetti sauce.
Oh my god.
It looked like someone threw a sloppy Joe at a fucking wall, dude.
Jesus.
Yeah.
But it stunk. And there was a pool of it.
Well, it also didn't help that it was a really hot summer day. But it wasn't like fresh. It happened like a couple days ago,
and
you could tell.
It had been stewing and marinating.
Oh. It was the cereal shitter.
Dude, imagine if it was the same guy.
Could have been.
Or girl.
On a day where he drank too much Bud Light. And
mud butt.
Mud butt.
He had the Hirsch squirts.
Dude, that was terrible.
That motherfucker had curry and Bud Light for
dinner.
I hope
you still have that picture. It's fucking so fucking funny.
I do on one of my phones. I know I do. I think it's on the style.
Smoke more.
Hey. Don't. Do He's not off. Tell
no, his cigarette.
Oh.
Do not tell me what to do.
Listen, you can't do the accent as good as me, alright?
I know that. Leave me alone.
Listen, finish your fucking cigarette. Don't fucking throw it out when it's halfway done. That's called being a douche.
Yeah, don't do that.
Do you know how much those motherfucker things cost? Because I don't.
Yeah, I do. They cost a lot more than I want to pay.
Well, you know, I quit actually smoking cigarettes fucking 5 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I didn't.
I like to smoke bogeys.
We know.
I like to smoke this.
I like to get high.
Caliburn.
I like to drink liquor.
I also like to smoke my views, but it's in the car, so I don't care.
I like to scratch my head.
I'm surprised this thing's not gone blue yet.
Do you want a scroto photo?
A scroto?
No, thank you.
Yeah, we said.
Did you waste your tobacco?
There was 2 drags left.
For you? Jeez.
What if you were RuPaul? It could have been 4 drags.
Well, I'm not a fucking cross dresser, so
you know what? I need
you could
this thing back out.
What if you dressed in sundress?
Undress
and
for
took
success.
A shit on the side of a Ford Explorer.
That should be the motto for OnlyFans.
Undress for success. That would be perfect, actually.
Oh god,
it's not bad.
Hey, if we make an OnlyFans, you guys want to subscribe and pay us money?
Well, not in the typical fucking internet thought sense.
Oh no, I'm just gonna be a dick and wear a banana hammock the whole fucking time.
Well, you could be our poster boy.
I'll sell them pictures of me cooking toast and shit. It's about.
I'll sell them pictures of me doing making curry.
Might as well not answer your bit.
We should have a curry cook-off.
I wanted a Fuddbucker to be my thing, but I'm pretty sure the Indian accent is gonna be my thing. The curry is gonna be my thing.
Curry?
You better start making some fucking sick curry.
I'm gonna have to meet a fucking Indian family to teach me.
There's one at the that owns the liquor store over there.
Well, hello, my friend. Can you give me a fucking recipe for curry?
Don't talk like that.
I think you should talk to him.
I think
like
you
that.
Should fucking Mission Impossible, like, get in there, like, spy.
Steal the recipe out of a fucking safe while hanging from the ceiling.
Well, not literally shit. Trespassing, but I meant, like, you know, secret agent shit. Like, earn their trust, get the recipe, or, like, get them to teach you how to make it, and then, like, just start fucking pumping that shit out.
Shit it out your butt.
In both ways.
Jesus.
Well, then they can have some serious fucking curry conversation.
I don't know if I'd want to pump that out.
What?
You better get some benzocaine or fucking whatever for your fucking ring of fire.
I already have benzocaine. It's okay.
What?
I see you've done this before.
No, it was for my tooth, but I'm sure I can put it on my butthole and have the same effect.
Probably would.
Preparation H is good for the hole.
See, no, it's not preparation H.
That's kind of what I was thinking of, but I think that's more for, like, hemorrhoids.
Wouldn't they call it preparation C if it was for curry?
I was thinking preparation B.
These are the questions that need
Hepatitis
to be
burn.
Shit.
For the burn victim part of it? Because your asshole's on fire because you ate too much curry?
I'm going to sneak curry into your food some days. You can have a shitty day too.
So you make a batch of curry, you go and pick up food
you
from...
You can have a shitty day.
You pick up food from, like, wherever. Jeez. Like, yo, I'm going to get food at this place. And then you come back, and it's like, oh, get me this.
And I just have a vial of curry.
You just put the curry in there.
Oh, if you want to incapacitate me for at least 2 days, you could put curry powder into my Taco Bell order.
You don't even need to.
I mean, most of the time it just does its own thing.
Yeah. Put the Diablo sauce on it. Shit'll damage your ring.
I got a bunch of pockets of Diablo sauce. Or pockets. Packets of Diablo sauce.
I have a bunch of pockets. I have a huge amount of Diablo sauce.
Squirt them into your prison pocket.
Oh! Jesus.
I think that
Well, no one would want to fuck you after that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm getting laid for a long time anyways, because I'm going to be fucking shitting out fire for a good time.
Well, I'd rather have a burning asshole than have it be ripped open by a bunch of gay dudes.
Well, if you put some in your prison pocket,
the fuck would I do
then
that?
You're going to prevent that from happening because they're going to stick their dirty dick in there and it's going to burn that shit off like a fire of a thousand suns.
It's like the acid when you got the xenomorphs from aliens.
Yeah, I was going to say it's the xenomorph acid.
Yep.
Just put it in a butt plug.
Or like the Family Guy episode where it's like, if you have to deal with a gay person and then they just turn into a xenomorph.
Yep. I don't think I've seen that one.
Or maybe it wasn't a xenomorph, but it was like a worm with like acid blood. It was so fucking funny.
It exists. I've seen it.
If you can think it, it exists. So the universe is massive.
This universe.
Universe?
The universe is...
Anyways.
That's why I told him not to keep smoking.
The universe is fucked, and Rule 34 is a thing, so there's lots of fucked, really odd things in the internet.
Well, I was going to say the universe is so massive that the things that we have put in movies could be real somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't argue the whole alien. Multiverse yep.
Predator.
Theory.
All that shit could be real.
Brody could be real.
Yeah.
He could have played a Jew in World War II.
We could live in one of multiple multiverses. No one gives a fuck.
What if you lived under a rock like Patrick and SpongeBob?
I was going to say.
Well.
Or those.
It was.
Well, I do when it comes to the news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck the news.
How about those snakes that we find under those rocks?
Yeah. I liked it when we found salamanders.
Salalamers?
Salamanders?
I miss those yellow spotted ones that used to be up in that, like, telephone box.
Salami Anderson.
Salami.
Are we making fun of, what's his face?
Come on.
That's trying. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Jeez.
But no, we had all those fucking rare yellow spotted ones up there, and then the mice took over their nest after, like, 10 years of them being there.
By the way, this is going to be over in 3 minutes.
Cool.
Well, you'll turn it into lactic acid and take a shit.
So we did another hour?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I might post-date this for tomorrow.
Are we going to make a part three?
We can.
We need an intermission.
I need some food at some point.
Well,
I need to take a shit.
Oh, Sandor, you're sweaty.
Well, why would you say that? Now he's going to be all fucking angry.
Yep.
You look good.
How you should look if you had followed the directions.
Yeah.
I had to clean my sister's apartment. I looked like that earlier, trust me.
Did you?
Yeah.
I bet.
She's a hoarder.
Did you take a picture?
No.
It'll last longer.
Yeah, thanks. You know what'll last longer? My dick.
Too bad.
It's all I heard was too bad.
I heard do bat.
Well, I can tell you right now, you drop 3 gas station dick pills down the hatch, fold your cock in half, you can give it a jackhammer for hours.
Yeah, I don't need to fold it in half.
Yeah, you didn't.
Can't even
fold you also it. Didn't need to
if I could.
Antagonize him, because...
Now he's going to be all butt hurt. All
right. Apparently he's been fucking digging holes that...
You were supposed to do.
My fucking feet hurt.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
I thought you weren't supposed to fuck with anything around a fire hydrant.
That too. But, like, when he fucking asked me to do that, like, 3 weeks ago, like, my feet were, like, literally on fire.
Did you have curry?
Nah, I dipped my toes in it.
Jeez.
Dip your toes in the curry Diablo sauce.
Oh, my goodness.
It's fucked up.
Well, you've got to get, Got to get your steam there some way.
And then he never brought it up again. He also never told me where to dig the holes.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you were planning on?
I would have just been a dickhead and just dug holes in the front yard somewhere and be like, hey, there you go.
You know?
Dig a hole, throw a bowling ball.
I am an expert hole digger. Because, you know, there was that 8-foot hole that he and I dug back in the day.
Nice.
which has been mostly filled in at this point, but...
Okay,
well... Mostly filled in with Christmas trees that we burn periodically.
Okay, well, we're at the last 40 seconds of this podcast, so... Some dumb noises are going to ensue. 30 seconds. I like curry on my penis.
What the fuck? Curry on your penis, really? Like
20 seconds.
It's like putting ranch on your drip.
It's like stepping on a dog.
That's like putting Diablo sauce in my beehole.
Oh, where's the ET noise for the end?
We don't have enough time for that. So, 5 seconds.
Okay, bye.
It's not a...